Day 2. 9:05 in the evening. Jenny's at Henry's house. She has just heard on the news that Andrew Page, the man she met at the airport, was attacked soon after she left him. She immediately phones Rob, who is still in Alaska, to tell him about it, and also to tell him that Henry still hasn't come home.
He was attacked?
That's right. The police found him at the airport.
You're sure it's the same person?
Definitely. I saw his picture. His name's Andrew Page, and he's a scientist.
And you spoke to him?
He helped carry my bags. I mean, I could have been the last person to see him before it happened.
I think you should go to the police.
I know. And Rob, there's something else.
What is it?
Well, I don't want to worry you, but your dad hasn't come home. We were supposed to have dinner at 7.
What time is it now?
It's a little after 9.
What? That is worrying. Dad's usually really punctual.
Should I call the police?
I think you should. It's really not like him.
Okay. And Rob?
Yeah?
Oh, it's nothing.
What is it?
I know this seems odd, but the house feels strange.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but I don't like being alone here.
Well, it's late and you're tired.
That's true, but I don't think I'll be able to sleep here.
Why don't you ring Luke? You could stay with him, and you could go to the police together and tell them about Dad.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
I'll ring you later.
Okay, Rob. I'll be fine. Don't worry. Bye.